check on the roads with Bill Ogden. Morning, Bill.
And as you can see, there's South Center. That's the exit to South Center on northbound I-5. That semi is jackknifed and is still there. They're trying to get it cleared tow on the way or at the scene, and they do hope to get that cleared. Some good news on the traffic scene. The Department of Transportation says that the express lanes now in the southbound direction through downtown Seattle are open. And as you recheck the traffic cams, you can see driving conditions not all that great. Conditions, especially in the rural areas in Pierce County. They have a rollover accident on the Mountain Highway at 224th, also a three-car collision on Meridian at 304th. So in the outlying areas in Snohomish County and in Pierce County, look for black ice on the roads. A lot of things to deal with this morning. So drive with caution. I'm Bill Ogden, Metro Traffic Control for King 5 News.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Julia Sandstrom. Olympia is a lower place, also the Kitsap Peninsula. But again, that's just initially, probably just in time for the commute. Then it changes over to all rain, and then rain decreases during the afternoon. Tuesday, rainy, breezy conditions linger. Wednesday, another rainy, breezy storm brings another round in just in time for New Year's Day. So rainy, breezy at times all week long, starting Monday. Today, a little bit of a break, a little bit of sunshine, and calm winds, Carolyn.
We'll enjoy it while it lasts. Thanks, Julia. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get a check on those roads this morning with Bill Ogden. Bill, has that semi been cleared yet?
The good news is that has been cleared. Took them a while longer than they expected. As we take a look at the floating bridges, everything up to speed around the floating bridges, and there's South Center. That's where the exit to South Center is and where the truck was. Where we're having the major problems in the outlying areas, Carolyn, down in Thurston County, reports of multiple crashes there. Pierce County, same story, and earlier we've had multiple crashes up in Snohomish County. So keep that in mind. Take a little extra time and reduce your traveling speeds this morning. I'm Bill Ogden, Metro Traffic Control for King 5 News.
Okay, Bill, thank you. Well, is it possible? Welcome back, everybody. Bill Ogden's keeping an eye on some icy roads for us this morning. Hi, Bill.
It's been a tough morning, Carolyn, on the roads and in Tacoma. Just receiving word now. Southbound I-5 between the Tacoma Dome and State Route 16. Multiple car collision reportedly blocking several lanes. Just happened. State Patrol and aid on their way there. Icy conditions, as you mentioned, and that has caused some problems as well in the rural areas. And as we see now, I-5 at that 175th, and there's I-405 over on the east side. Everything moving along in typical Sunday fashion, light volumes, and that's good news. So slow it down a bit, buckle up, make it a great day. I'm Bill Ogden, Metro Traffic Control for King 5 News.
Okay, Bill, thanks very much. Well,